When Elizabeth Warren hit the stage at Manchester Community College, she was quick to characterize her visit as an almost social call.
So this is great. I am so excited to be here. You know, this is just coming to see our next door neighbors.
She hauled her husband and dog on stage to say hello.
I thought I'd bring the two guys in my life, Bruce and Bailey. Come on out, guys.
And then she moved quickly to a sweeping call for political change in America.
So here's how I see this. We need to make change in this country. Not little bitty change, not change at the margins, not a nibble around the edges, not even pass one good law here and one good law there. We need to make systemic change in this country. Systemic change. Real change.
For Warren, this includes making college less expensive and boosting the minimum wage and taxing inherited wealth to fund affordable housing. Warren also promised to end for-profit prisons and to fight racial bias in the justice system.
African Americans are more than twice as likely to be arrested for marijuana use. How about for an opener, we just legalize marijuana and stop that whole business? There's a place. That's criminal justice reform.
After she was done on stage, and in between lengthy bouts of posing for selfies with voters, Warren was quick to tell reporters that this visit, which stressed her personal story as much as policy, and which followed a trip to Iowa last week, bodes well for 2020.
And I'm just delighted to be here on a Saturday afternoon when people've got a lot of other things they can do, that they packed a place like this. They have good questions, good energy. They're in this fight.
And some voters in the crowd, like Chris Miller, a semi-retired nurse from Manchester, said they're already convinced Warren has what it takes to win the fight for the Democratic nomination and the presidency.
It's her attitude. It's the way she presents herself. It's how she could rally a crowd. And she's believable. She is believable.
Others, like Sarah Mamlett, who traveled from Massachusetts to see Warren pitch herself as a president, says she sees her senator showing new political range.
I was expecting her to talk a lot about economics and like the working class struggle and all that, and she certainly did. But she also talked a lot about different marginalized identities and the environment and things like that that I wasn't sure she was going to talk about, and I was really reassured to hear a more well-rounded platform on that front.
John Hall, a software engineer from Amherst, showed up at this event wearing a hat decorated with Bernie Sanders pins, but says Democrats ought to give Elizabeth Warren serious consideration. But Warren, that takes time.
So we need to see who is the best person, right? Not just a person. You know, I think that Elizabeth has good chances, but I'd like to see the other people too.
That shouldn't be hard for Hall or any other interested local voter. Many Democrats could end up vying for the party's 2020 nomination, and they'll be making their way to New Hampshire soon. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.